Have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly achieve their goals while others remain stuck despite their best efforts?
The difference often lies not in talent or luck, but in how they use their minds.
Neuro-linguistic programming reveals that change doesn't require years of therapy or endless self-analysis. It can happen in an instant when you understand how your mind actually works.
Created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder in the 1970s, NLP began with a revolutionary approach. Find people who excel at something, discover exactly how they do it mentally, and teach those same mental processes to others.
Unlike traditional therapy that focuses on why we have problems, NLP focuses on how we can create solutions, often transforming lifelong patterns in minutes rather than months.
This approach has spread to over 100 countries, helping millions reprogram their minds for the results they want.
What if you could learn to control the voice in your head, neutralize painful memories, or instantly access your most resourceful states?
These aren't mystical powers. They're natural abilities we all possess, but rarely learn to use.
NLP challenges the belief that personal change must be gradual. Transformation can happen instantly. Just as fears and habits can be learned in a moment, they can be rapidly unlearned with proper techniques. The founders of NLP studied exceptional therapists like Virginia Satir, who resolved conflicts by matching people's processing styles, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and Milton Erickson, who achieved breakthroughs without medication in just a few sessions. Their work showed we aren't bound by past experiences. By changing how we represent experiences internally through images, sounds, and feelings, we can rewire neural pathways and create different results in our lives.
Most people don't realize they can control their internal dialogue. By transforming a critical inner voice, perhaps into Mickey Mouse or a supportive whisper, we can instantly shift our emotional experience. These internal voices have adjustable qualities: volume, speed, tone, and position, while mental images can be modified in size, brightness, and distance. These qualities of internal experience, submodalities, directly shape our emotional responses. Shrinking fearful images reduces anxiety. Amplifying encouraging voices while diminishing critical ones builds confidence. These aren't metaphors, but practical tools for mental reprogramming. Our emotional states are contagious, what Bandler calls yogurt knows yogurt. When we're grumpy, we attract grumpiness. When positive, we influence others similarly. By managing our emotional state, we become a source of positive influence rather than being swayed by others. NLP practitioners learn to amplify positive feelings by identifying their physical origin and spinning the sensation, or dispel negative feelings by whiting out unwanted mental images. This reveals that feelings aren't fixed traits, but controllable processes, suggesting that traits like shyness or anxiety may be changeable states of mind.
Have you ever instantly connected with someone or felt like you were speaking different languages despite using the same words? The difference lies in rapport, a state of trust and responsiveness that creates genuine connection. While many associate rapport with shared interests or eye contact, it's fundamentally about matching communication patterns. People process information through three main systems: visual, images, auditory, sounds, and kinesthetic, feelings. Each preference shows in language patterns. Visual people say, "I see what you mean." Auditory people use, "That sounds good." And kinesthetic people say, "That feels right." By matching someone's preferred system, you communicate more effectively because you're speaking their mental language. This matching extends to posture, gestures, breathing patterns, and speech tempo, all natural elements of connection. This isn't manipulation, but adaptation, meeting people in their world to create understanding. Communication breakdowns often stem from different processing styles rather than content disagreements. Matching someone's style creates unconscious trust, determining whether your message connects or falls flat.
The NLP meta model uses specific questions to clarify vague communication and challenge limiting beliefs. When someone makes a general statement like, "I'm stressed," they've typically deleted important details and overgeneralized their situation. Questions like, "How specifically?" "What specifically?" "When specifically?" and "Who specifically?" recover deleted information and transform vague complaints into addressable issues. According to whom reveals the source of beliefs presented as facts. For statements using absolutes like always or never, simply asking always challenges the assumption. "What do you mean by that?" turns abstract concepts into specific processes, transforming "I have anxiety" into "How do you make yourself anxious?" Compared to whom reveals unfair self-comparisons, while "how do you know" challenges assumptions about others' thoughts. "What stops you?" and "what would happen if you could" address claimed limitations. These precision questions help people view problems differently, revealing hidden solutions across therapy, business, and personal contexts, shifting from vague problem focus to clear solution orientation.
Fighting problems often backfires. Focusing on "don't smoke" only reinforces thoughts about cigarettes. The solution isn't suppression, but redirection. As Bandler notes with chocolate addiction, it's not the desire that's bad, it's the fact that it's pointing to chocolate. The energy of desire becomes valuable when properly channeled. This explains why people sometimes replace one problem with another. They haven't redirected their underlying desires positively. An alcoholic turning to gambling or someone moving between toxic relationships hasn't addressed the root cause. Success comes from designing your future rather than just escaping your past. The timeline exercise demonstrates this approach. Viewing your timeline from above helps extract lessons while releasing negative emotions. By accessing peak happiness and projecting it into past experiences and your future, you can neutralize past pain and create an inspiring vision. This shifts focus from problem solving to possibility creating. Instead of asking, "What's wrong and how do I fix it?" NLP asks, "What do I want and how do I create it?" When something isn't working, change your internal state first and try something new. The question becomes, "How much pleasure can I stand?"
NLP functions as a manual for the mind. We respond to our internal maps of reality, not reality itself. These maps form through our senses, beliefs, and neurological wiring, explaining why people experience events differently. By adjusting submodalities, the qualities of mental images, sounds, and feelings, we can alter our experience. Mental states are both contagious and controllable. Managing our states allows us to influence others rather than absorb their moods. While words matter less in communication, our information processing shapes our experience, which is why identical events affect people differently. The mind works through association, not logic, forming automatic networks of behaviors, feelings, and thoughts. Working with these associations enables quick change, while focusing only on conscious thought often proves ineffective. NLP helps optimize your mental capabilities by showing that many limitations are self-imposed through unconscious processes we can learn to direct. Like choosing clothes, we can deliberately select our emotional states. The question is, will you use these tools?